In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God. Amen.
Today, we celebrate that tomorrow we will start the Great Lent, the Holy Lent. And you'll be surprised that all the rite of today, which is on the last Sunday before the Holy Lent, all the rites and the tones of the hymns are the same exactly as the last Friday in the Holy Lent. At our Coptic church, manage and arrange all the readings and the hymns and everything like the last Friday of the Holy Lent to celebrate that we will start the fasting, and also as exactly the last Friday as we celebrate the ending or the last day in the Great Lent. And if we go to know exactly what the mean of the Lent, the definition exactly, it means that we are abstinence totally or partially from the food. But if we take only the definition of that, again, if we take this only as a definition of we are stopped eating only, no, we can't benefit from fasting. That's why it's only like, it's what we have to say, that fasting is not to stop the eating, it's not the goal, but it's a gate to all the virtues. Gate to gain virtues. Again, the Lent or the fasting, it's only like we have to break free the bonds that we have. We are attracted to the earth. We are attracting to the earth by many things in our life. Using fast, then the Great Lent, I have to break free these bonds. Again, the fasting is the storehouse of all virtues. And the first commandment to Adam and Eve, to not eat. And God knew everything about Adam and Eve, that the first lust is to eat. That's why he tried to tell them, only sacrifice yourself and give me a little bit to show your love to me by stop eating. It's only small things. Stop eating. And to teach them how to self-control. And by the end, they fell. That's why God, he had to come again and to fast 40 days. And the first temptation faced Jesus Christ on the mountain, the devil came to him and said to him, like, can you transfer this stone to bread? And by the end, God defeated. And he came back again to Adam. Adam, you fell due to your lust in fasting. Now, I give you an example to fast and how to stand fast against the devil. Again, fasting or the great Lent, it's mean repentance. And repentance in the Greek, it's metanoia or metanoia. That's why we say metanoia. Metanoia mean, in the Greek, meta and noia, or nose. Meta, it means change. And nose, it means mind. Then, if I understand the meanings of what the meaning of metanoia, it means change my mind. Again, metanoia, it's metanoia, or meta. Knows, it means that I change my mind. then during the fast, during the Great Lent, I have to change my mind. And we will see how to change our mind. That's why in Romans 12:2 he said, St. Paul said, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Then during the fast, I have to gain, to change my mind. However, what is my mind related to? Related to earthly things? Related to the food? Anything, any lust, any sin, I have to change my mind. And that's why during the days in the Great Lent, we will see how we use the metanias a lot during the days. As if we asking God to help us, His mercy, asking Him His mercy to what? To help us in the Great Lent to change our mind. That's why we say, "Have mercy upon us, O God the Father, the Pantocrator." This is the all the congregation said after the reply of the congregation, after the priest said, "We bow our knees." Then we ask to do Matanya, to change our mind, and to ask God His help. And there's, during the fasting, during the Great Lent, we have three pillars, which is related to our gospel today. The three pillars, it's according to Matthew 6, 1 to 18. Fasting, prayer, and almsgiving. And the charity. Three, we have to know and we have to use it. The function of fasting or the Great Lent is prayer, fasting, and the charity. What about fasting? In Matthew 4:14, he said, "It's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the God." That's why we are struggling all the day about, we are thinking about how to eat, what to eat, and it's 55 days, and it's hard on us, difficult and we are struggling in all the fasting, but the problem is not like that. Because we are thinking only about a small part of the fasting, which is the bread, which is the food. But God taught us that we have to know how to fast. The gain and the goal of fasting is to break all the sin and the bonds that I attracted to. What St. Augustine said about fasting? Fasting cleans the soul, raises the mind, subjects one's flesh to spirit, renders the heart contrite and humble, scatters the cloud of consumptions, quenches the fire of lust, and the kindles the true light of chastity. Enter again into yourself. St. John Chrysostom said, "Fasting is a medicine." Again, and I'm stopping, I stop on this word. Fasting is a medicine. Yes, when we are stop eat a little bit, we are thinking spiritually, not earthly. When I'm hungry, I feel I am weak. That's why I go to God and asking Him His help and His mercy. As beneficial as it is, becomes useless because of inexperience of the user. The problem that we are not using fasting in the right way. We are using a fasting as we have stopped to eat only. Saint Isaac said, "Just as the most bitter medicine drives out poisonous creatures, so prayer and fasting drives away evil thoughts." Again, just as the most bitter medicine drives out poisonous creatures, so prayer and fasting drives away evil thoughts. Again, fasting and prayer drives away all the bad thoughts and all the bad lots that I have in my life. How to prepare myself spiritually to fast? Number one, I have to go to God and write down all my sins. I have this. And to be honest with God, I have a problem in my life with that and that and that. Number two, I have to confess and asking God His help and also working with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is working inside me. But the problem, I'm not giving Him a space to work. Then, that's why I have to work in that. Number one, I have to write down all the things that I have problem in my life. For example, I can't forgive the others. I have bad words. I have bad thoughts. I have all of that. Or I'm being gossiping or whatever. Then I'm go to myself in first and write down everything. Then number two, I have to confess. And I have to remember that God is working with me by His Holy Spirit. In 1st Epistle of John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It's clear from St. John that he said, we have in first to confess. We have to put everything in His hand. If we say that this period is a period of repentance, then I have to, first of all, to repent. Tomorrow morning, is the first day of fasting. And please not delay like a week. The first week is a preparation. It's no need to fast. No way. The church not arranging everything like that. No, we have to prepare ourselves during this week to go through fasting, through the fast, through the great Lent with the high spirit. That's why from first day I have to fast. But for the repent, I have to repent from now. That's why we celebrate today that tomorrow is the first day. If we go to the monasteries in Egypt, we will find that all the monks celebrate this day. And they congratulate everybody. Tomorrow morning we have the great Lent. Number three, I have to seek forgiveness from all whom you have offended and forgive all who have hurt me or hurt me. In Mark 11:25, and whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. I can't go fast and pray and I have a problem with someone. Then I have to forgive all the people. And I have to ask also the forgiveness from anybody. This is exactly what St. Mark said when Jesus said about, I have to forgive everybody and I have to ask the forgiveness from all whom I have offended. Number four, I ask God to fill me by the Holy Spirit according to His command and His promises. What is the meaning of that? In 1st Epistle of John, the 5:14-15, now this is a confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we have asked of Him. The problem that if I believe in what I am asking God, for example, I'm asking God anything, but after the prayer, I feel that God, He is not listening to me. Or I'm asking, for example, to help to solve a problem or to do whatever, but by the end, I'm surprised that it's not happened. And I'm angry, upset from God. Why are you not answering my question? The problem that I'm always asking God without faith. If I believe that God is doing everything, okay. I have to give Him the time. Not because He's late in His answer, no. Because He had a right time to answer. but I have no patience. That's why during my prayer in the great land, I have to believe that God is listening to me, and I have to work with my Holy Spirit inside me. Number five is surrender your life fully to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Master. Refuse to obey your worldly nature. In Romans 12, 1-2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And I have to ask myself first, what is the will of God? I'm doing in my life the will of God, or I'm doing my will? That's why when I pray, I have to ask God what? God, please help me in whatever, but according to your will, I give myself, I give everything in my life in His hands. That's why I have the confidence. That is satisfaction. The comfort that He is doing the best for me. And also, I have to help the people surrounding me. I have to help the people surround me. Number six, this is meditate on the attributes of God. He, His love, mighty, power, wisdom, faithfulness, grace, compassion, and others. Let's take like a training or something to do during our fasting. In the morning, just you open your eyes, do the cross, and pray our Father, and only for a few seconds, tell God how you are great, Almighty. How you are great. I love you from my deep heart. You are my Father. Open a discussion between you and between God from the morning, from the first second you open your eyes. And give God the opportunity to bless the day. During the day, use only a lot. For sure, if you have, you can read Psalms. Read the Psalms. If you have a time to pick some Psalms, read it. Like during the day, for example, pick like 4 or 5 Psalms during the day. And if you have a time, read it. If not, remember the name of God by Jesus Christ prayer. Put a plan to read the Bible during the day. And say, for example, I will finish during the great land this book from the Bible. And not read as you're reading, as if you read the newspaper. No. Meditate on the words of God. That's why in Psalm 103, he said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, and a lot. We are not blessed God. No, we are remember how God is blessing us in all the life. That's why I thank Him every time. Then during the great land, I have to start like a beginning, a new start with God spiritually. I know my sin or my sins. I know everything about myself. I confess. I pray a lot. I give the Holy Spirit to work within me. And finally, do not underestimate the spiritual opposition. Satan sometimes intensifies that natural battle between body and spirit. You will feel hungry. You will feel tired. You can't stand sometimes to work. You can't do everything in the beginning of the fast. Ask God His help. And you will see, if we believe that there is a blessings and grace, then wait until God give you the blessings and grace. The fasting is not a diet. Fasting is not a diet. Fasting, it's joined by the blessings and grace of God. I say then, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit. The Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Fasting, finally, is a gift from God to work in this period and to gain a lot of virtues in my life. And we hope that we spend more time with God. That's why during the week you have to attend one of the liturgy, late liturgy. For example, on Friday, we have one from 4 to 6. Come and attend the liturgy and take the blessings. For stop eating and fasting. And see how God is working with you. That's why when we go to the gospel today, He said, go into your room. It's not only your room as your room to pray only. No. Go inside yourself and close the door. And do what we have to do. Is to stay with yourself and see from where I have to start. From my sins. Or from what I have to forgive the others, or from I have a lack in my prayers or reading the Bible, and I have to write down everything. And asking God to renew my spirit and to spend with Him a journey of the great Lent, and to wait His grace and blessing, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Κυρία Λαϊσόν, Κυρία Λαϊσόν, χαινομέθμι. We believe in one God, God the Father, the Consecrator, Creator of heaven and earth, and of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit with the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended into the heavens, which is right behind the Father, and is coming again to glory to judge the living and dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the Giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who is the Father and the Son, who worship and glorify, who spoke by the prophets, and one Catholic Apostolic Church. We confess one baptism for the remission of sins.
Forgive me, my Father, my brother. Trile fogison.
Ebie brosif kista siti.
Ile ne pasi.
Etornem
magi.